Ian, just want to touch on the latest, really, on David De Gea and Gareth Bale. They're endless topics and subjects that are in the newspapers, but you wrote about Bale this week and Manchester United. Where do you see this?
Well, two separate subjects, and that's the way that Manchester United would like to keep them. United are desperate to make sure that De Gea doesn't become part of Bale, and you know they're not interested in offering the goalkeeper for in part exchange for Bale. That's not what they want to do. I think with De Gea, obviously they want to keep him. They're offering him a lot of money to keep him. They also understand why he might. You know, not stupid at Manchester United. They understand why he might want to leave. I understand why he might want to leave. What is frustrating them at the moment is that he has given them absolutely no indication of what he might want to do. They haven't really got a clue, and because he clearly hasn't made his mind up. But there has to be a time, a date when they say, David, you know, we need this decision now. You either sign.
He's waiting for a decision on Casillas.
Yeah, and with Bale, it's slightly less complicated. Manchester United would like to sign him, but they don't know if he will be the marquee player that Real decides to sell this summer. We all know that Madrid sell a big name player every summer. If it's Bale this time, United will be involved. The interesting thing with United, or what people are saying privately, is that the money's there not just for Bale, but for a whole lot of other players as well. So that's good news for Van Gaal, because Van Gaal doesn't want to go into summer thinking, well, you know, do I want to buy that player? Because if I buy that player, I can't afford that really good player who might become available at the end of the summer. United are saying to him, look, buy your players, do what you want to do, and then if he does become available, then you know we'll do that as well.
I would think one of the things they probably need to do as well is to have their ducks in a row on this early, because that was Chelsea's platform for the season they've had. You know, the transfer business was more or less done before the previous season was finished, wasn't it? You know,
even outgoings exactly as well, with David Luiz, Diego Costa coming in as well.